Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lucky Whitehead of the Dallas Cowboys had his dog stolen. Bugatti Casino ended up with that dog. He made a video asking for $20,000 for the dog to go back to Lucky Whitehead. We were crushing him. Extortion. He needs to be arrested. This guy's a joke.
Yeah.
Can't speak. Went crazy on him.
Horrible individual.
Because it looked bad.
Yes.
Looked like he stole the dog and then was extorting an NFL player.
And then asking the owner of the dog for his money back when he should have gone to the person who sold him the dog to get the money.
So we wanted to talk to the guy, and I was ready to yell at him. I was ready to go in on him. We were going to...
I was ready to pay for his education.
Yes. So that was the mindset in taping this interview yesterday. And the reason we taped it is because he's got a propensity to curse. He did so during this interview, so you're going to hear a couple of bleeps. This was indeed taped yesterday, just so you know all of that ahead of time. So I started off, we got him on the phone, just asked him how he was doing.
Hey, good morning, man.
Well, first off, I guess I want to hear your side of the story. We heard you say that you didn't steal the dog, so tell us why you didn't steal the dog when a lot of people might have thought that you did steal the dog.
I mean, you know, man, I had just bought a dog, man, from an anonymous source, man. And I just returned. You know, I found out the dog was stolen. After I found out the dog was stolen and who the owner was, I got in contact with the owner. I returned the dog to him.
So, in your video, you said, "I ain't stole no dog," and you got the dog from his ex-bitch. And so why would you want him, Lucky Whitehead, to pay you, give you your money back? Why wouldn't you go to the person who you paid for the stolen dog?
Because, man, you know, I felt like it was a scam. Uh-huh. At first, I didn't believe it was real. I didn't believe it was real. Like I say, I didn't know the dog was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it's like a scam and somebody tried to scam me because I got to say that, let me say again, like I say, remember, I didn't know the dog was stolen. I didn't know, you know, I didn't even know the dog was belonged to nobody.
I got you. So listen to me, though. I understand that. So you didn't know when you purchased the dog that it was someone else's dog. Okay, but then you paid someone for the dog. Why not go back to that person and say, "Hey, you gave me a stolen dog, or I bought a stolen dog from you." Why wouldn't you go back to that person, the girl you mentioned, and get your money from her?
Because it was an anonymous source. Like it really, like, you know, like I wasn't familiar with that person. Like,
oh, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
So the person that sold you the dog, you didn't know. And now you don't know how to find that person.
Right.
Oh, okay. Now, a lot of people, when they watch that video of you with the dog and your other friends around the dog, say that you were extorting Lucky Whitehead for $20,000. So your explanation for that is you thought that you were being scammed, so you were trying to get back at him, and you weren't trying to extort an NFL player.
I mean, you know, I have been seeing it, and you know, been getting talked about on social media a lot about that. But like anybody with good common sense, no, it wasn't no ransom or no, I was extorting nobody or extorting them for money. Like I say, I didn't believe the dog was stolen, and dog had nothing to do with what they're saying the dog belonged to.
Where'd you come up with the $20,000 number then?
Oh, the $20,000 I had. It was. I thought it was a scam. You see what I'm saying? I felt like I was getting scammed. Like I felt like I got the dog because, like I say, when I got the dog, I found out they started telling me that it was Whitehead dog on my social media. I never heard nothing about it. Nothing. And they said this had been going on for about a week. I never heard nothing about it. You know, I haven't been watching no news. Like I said, I had been like locked in the studio, so I didn't really like believe it. And then, like I say, when I had first heard about it after I had the dog, I contacted Whitehead, but he never replied like to nothing I said. But you know, I'm thinking because like yeah, NFL player, he big, like he got better stuff to do. I'm like, man, hell, they just talking, man, they playing. You know, because I put it on my social media and people start telling me, like, you know who dog that is? You know who dog you got? And I'm like, I just was like, man, whatever. And they just talking. But, like, it started, like, kind of like people, a lot of people just started just bashing me. At one time, bashing me, like, man, and people I don't know, never heard or never seen. So I'm like, damn, what the hell? Is this true? What the hell going on? Then I went to his social media. I'm like, damn. But I'm like, damn, okay, he is missing a dog. But I'm like, is this the dog? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? This could be just a lookalike, hell, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I got to be getting scammed, man. I'm like, somebody trying to scam me here now. So that's why.
How long did you have the dog? How long was the dog in your possession?
I had the dog, like, not even 2 hours. Probably, like, an hour, a little bit over an hour.
Oh, wow.
A little bit over an hour.
Now, what did you rename the dog?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's his name? What did you name him?
I named him Casino.
Oh, okay. All right.
Makes sense.
I named him, you know, because it's crazy because I had a dog not too long ago. It was a pit bull too.
What happened to your dog?
Somebody stole him.
So somebody stole your dog?
Yeah, at my sister's backyard. Hell yeah. I had two of them to be exact. I had named one Gotti, and I had named the other one Casino.
Come on, dog. How you going to be a rap star if people stealing your dog?
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, shout out to my big sister, Starcy Taylor. Man, yes, she had said you at first. I thought she was scamming me. I thought she had done stole my dog. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking to Bugatti Casino on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. Is this like a thing that happens around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, a lot of dog theft?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's big. Like, where I'm at here, that's big. Like, dogs get stolen. Like, I got another dog right now. Like, after that happened with his dog, I got a blue pit right now. I got a blue pit bull. I got blue pit bull right now.
What'd you name it?
I had named it Casino too.
Casino too. <Yeah, man.
laughs> It's a crazy boy. It's a girl. So people like, damn, how the hell is this? I'm like, man, I gotta have my dog.
Casino is unisex. Hey man, when I was a kid, somebody shot my dog.
Damn. and then you know what's crazy like? I love dogs. So it really had pissed me off already. Like when I found out it was true, man, it pissed me off so bad. It pissed me.
You like that dog. And
I paid like I paid money for the dog and I was like, damn, like it's like you see what I'm saying? Like that I just really took a loss. Like I never received no money. I never received no money back for the dog or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how could it be a ransom? It's like, You see what I'm saying?
You did the right thing. You did the right thing. Give the dog
like
back.
That's what got played.
Yeah.
Whitehead, him being a good man, like he offered me my money back and everything. I told him, I say, bro, you know what? I say, nah, that's your dog. I don't. Like I say, that's the only reason why I said, you start going. I said, oh, hell no, this is bigger than rap. This really is man dog. This dog more famous than me.
Now, you was smoking around the dog in the video. You smoke around all your dogs. You get all your dogs high.
Look. Let me confirm that. Like, I don't smoke. I ain't never smoked the weed. Like, it's crazy. It trip everybody. People who know me, they'll tell you I never smoked the I don't know. I never been into that.
Well, the guy next to you in the video was smoking.
I think, I don't know what he was smoking.
Bugatti.
I don't know if he was smoking a cigarette.
Wait.
Bugatti.
So, Bugatti, you losing all your credibility. You got two dogs stolen. You don't smoke weed. How you going to be a rap star?
Man, I don't smoke weed, man. You know, it's like, I can't stop the next person for what he's doing. It's like, I wasn't really worried about who was smoking. Really more concerned about my money, like, in the dog, man, in the dog, because y'all seen the dog, man, the dog, that's a bad-ass dog, man, like, damn, man, like, I'm just, it's like everything I do, my granny called me when it was going on, and called me and told me I just need to quit buying dogs. That's exactly what she told me. She told me I need to quit buying dogs. She said every time something come up with a dog, it's always something dogs getting stolen. Because see where I'm from, like stuff like that, people getting robbed out here. People getting robbed out here for like dogs and you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like for real. You know what I'm saying? Like people either getting robbed. People die. Man, I've seen so much crazy. I'm like, man.
And Bugatti, you put up on your Instagram that some fans were maybe concerned that this whole dog thing, this drama that's going on with Lucky Whitehead's dog, might push back the release date of your latest mixtape. But that's not going to happen, right? Everything is on schedule for the mixtape release, correct?
Yeah, my mixtape dropped July 28th. It dropped July 28th is already ready. And no pushback. Everything I already dropped. You see what I'm saying? It's like I had the date already. I had everything ready to go already before this even happened. Like I say, I'm not even knowing that. Like I say, that there was this man dog. I couldn't believe it. Like I just me Bugatti Casino. Like I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. Like how can somebody like me, just me, like get so lucky to the point where a famous NFL player dog just fall in my hands, like just, you see what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
He just being, you know what I'm saying? They like, hey man, like, I couldn't believe.
Hey
like,
man, are you a Cowboys fan?
I'm like it's crazy they asked me that because they say it's conspiracy or some crazy shit, but I love like. You know, I'm from Fort Worth, so I'm from Dallas, Fort Worth area. So I like the Cowboys, but I'm not a Cowboys fan. You know, that's my home team, but I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm really a Washington Redskins fan.
Oh, man, the hell with you, man. What's wrong with you? How you going to like the Redskins?
But you know, man, like Dez Bryant, one of my favorite players. That's crazy. Like, through the whole NFL, one of my favorite players. I love Dez Bryant. But with Whitehead, what he just did and, like, what we just went through, like, I gained a lot of respect for him, like a lot of respect. Because, like I say, he could have really been, with him, like, not knowing or I guess, he could have really been like, oh, man, I don't know if you had something to do with it or not. Or, you know, but him being a man and being real to himself and, who you know, being true to who he is, like, he really just kept it so 100 with me. It's like, how could you hate somebody like that? Like, how could you not love somebody like that? You see what I'm saying? Like, I just gained a lot of respect, and it's like, you know, I'm 26, and it's like, I can't just roll over and just be like, nah, I'm a Cowboy fan now. Like, nah, it's like I'm still a Redskin fan.
Well, you got to stick to it, Bugatti.
Oh, man, the hell with you. Yeah, you cheering for the Redskin. I hope you get another dog stolen.
But look, you know what's so crazy? It's like everybody in my family, everybody who I'm from, they love the Cowboys. So it's like, you know, like, and then like, my brother and them play with me. Like, man, look, man. Look, man, like, when we play the Reds, when Redskins play Dallas, it's like, I gotta up and leave, you know, because it's like, they don't be wanting to hear it. Don't let us win. Don't let the Redskins win. Ah, oh, man, I'm liable not to come around for a week.
Well, Bugatti, I got to be honest with you. I have to apologize because before talking to you, I didn't believe you. I really did. But now after you explained it to us on the phone here, I believe everything you say. And I believe you actually did the right thing in returning the dog back and, as you say, taking a loss on it, not taking his money and all of that. So I want to apologize for thinking that you were lying and want to commend you for your actions.
I apologize as well.
All right. Yeah, man. Thank y'all, man. It's crazy. Like I say, man, you know, just like on the outside looking in, it might have, and in a way, the video came out. Like I say, I was just looking for the reaction on, like, making sure that this was his dog. Like I already felt like I was getting scammed. It's like, man, how did this just happen? Like, at this one time, how could this just happen, like, so fast? Then, like, I'm knowing if this his dog, which is looking like his dog, you know, it's looking like his dog, like, I just really, like, got scammed. You see what I'm saying? It's like, because it's like, I mean, I feel the same way. Like, I mean, it's go for anybody. I'm sure they probably feel the same way. It's like, y'all understand, I'm a local rapper, like, and I don't spend, like, my little money that I be making out of rap, out of music, over a dog that I just don't really, like, just gotten lost everything. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
Bugatti, we appreciate you, man. To take your red skin loving ass back to bed.
I appreciate that too.
All right, see you, Bugatti. Bugatti Casino on Gio and Jones.
We were unfair to the man.
We were.
Yeah.
We judged a book by its cover.
Yes, we did.
And then we opened up the book and we got something else.
We judged a book by its English.
Yeah.
Lack thereof.
It wasn't like he was Shakespeare during this interview.
No, it was
a hell of a lot better than what we heard during his Twitter videos.
Especially when he woke up.
Yeah, that's right.
Much better.
Right. When he was getting into it, he got a little lathered up in the interview, mm-hmm. and we got more from him there. And I really do, I wasn't just saying that, I do believe him.
Yes.
I believe that there is some sort of, like, dog-stealing thing that happens there. He didn't know where it came from, and then he thought that someone was scamming him to get money, and then he did that. And the reason why I believe him is the fact that he ended up giving the dog back.
I mean,
there was no money exchanged, and he apologized.
And he said Whitehead offered to give him money.
Right.
And he said, no, I'm doing the right thing here. Here's your dog. Because I've been a victim as well.
And there's another thing that made me really believe him. When he said he talked to his granny, and his granny said, you got to stop buying dogs. Because that to me was like you got to be a real good liar to make something up like that.
Yes.
And I just pictured in my head him actually talking to a much older woman.
Boy, you need to stop buying them dogs.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly. Because he got wrapped up in this whole thing. So I thought he was going to be arrested, should have been arrested. I don't feel that way
anymore. I called for it.
Yeah, we both did.
Yes.
Yep. So,
man, that's way to go, Bugatti. Thank you. That was radio gold.
And then how people thought it was a conspiracy in his friend group or people that knew him because he was a Redskins fan, which is just great, too. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, the backstory was just amazing. It kept getting better and better. Redskins fan steals Cowboys players' dog. Great story.
Holds it for ransom.
Book him, Dano.
All right, coming up next, there's nothing better than a Brian Jones pre-interview conversation. I will explain. We'll play some details next.
This is L.A. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn, and you're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, gone nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.